Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
It takes all of us to be able to bring this past, plus the crew, the VFN studio crew. We thank you and our partners and sponsors to make all this possible on VFN TV and Data Radio Program. So we all come to you today on the Gulf Coast and across the CTN network and VFN radio audience and just say, here we are. We wanted to bring this to you today, bringing you some prophetic news, what's taking place. Today is going to be pretty intense. If you missed yesterday's program, you got to catch it. You can always catch it at VFNTV.com. But to find out, what's happening in Israel, what's this third intifada going on, what was said about the last 2 years of President Obama's two terms called the lame duck term prophetically that was spoken over. What are the leaders saying? You're going to hear prophetic people talk about, what are the leaders of our country saying about the times that we're in? All this is available to you in our last program. Make sure you get that program. Today, we're going to be having a prophet named John Paul Jackson talk about 33 different events that prophetic events that have happened, that is happening, and that's going to happen. And and we're going to hear also that the consequences of this, which are really good, is the purging and the revealing of the church. It brings the church to a place, followers of Jesus Christ, church not being building, but just you as a believer. It brings us to a place of like, I'm all God's. Here I am. I'm all yours. I'm going to pick up my cross. I'm going to deny myself. I'm going to follow you. I'm here. And believe it or not, that's actually where we need to be. And this whole process is going to get us there. And it's minimum force necessary, which means based on what John Paul Jackson is saying and just looking, no man can say they fully understand God. But when you read about God, you see that the only reason the hardship was coming so that he could get our attention, that we could turn to him, hear what he said, and do what he said. And with hardship, it's normally we've sinned, we've turned away from God, we have these other gods, whether it's money, stuff, things, ourselves, whatever, and we just repent. I mean, from the fall of man in the garden, God has declared he wants to be in fellowship with us. That's the whole purpose of creating men. So when somebody tells you, some religious person tells you that it's over and that, God doesn't love you, the whole creation is shouting God loves you. He has a plan of redemption for you through his son, but he has to get our attention when we start trusting in things and stuff and worshiping things and stuff instead of him and thinking that's God. And somebody said, I would never worship money as God. Well, this is the question is, if God asked you for it, would you give it to him? Mm-hmm. But if your job asked, think about this. If God said, give me all your money, would you give it to him? Right. And that happened before. That happened with the rich young ruler because that was his issue. That was his God. And he just walked away. He was very religious, but he walked away sad because he had many things. But now I got another question for you. If your boss told you, who provides money for you, the work of your hand, never bring God up again in this workplace, would you give up God to your boss? And you wouldn't give God your money. Will you give money your God? And that's how you know who your God is. Now, this is not abnormal for human nature for us to get that confused and we go astray. And if you look and study the whole Word of God, God sees this and God still loves us and brings us back to a place of repentance at times. Some people make it. Some people don't make it through that. But we first have to say, you know what? I don't even give God a 10% of my money. I wouldn't give up all my money to God. I'm like the rich young ruler. America's like the rich young ruler right now. And yes, my boss did tell me. They made me feel real awkward when I brought God up once way back when, 10 years ago. And I gave God up at that point at the workplace. If you said, I want you to give your sports to God. Just give all your sports, all your fishing, your hunting, your everything you could do with a ball.
Baseball.
Kick it, Saints. Throw it, baseball. Catch it. Throw it in a basket, kick it, and whatever. It's amazing what the world does with the football.
I know.
Anyway, so would you give that to God? He said, you can never again have that. And you go, well, that's not God. That's not the question. Would you do it? If you say no, the question is, would you give sports your God? In other words, when it's playing on Sunday and your gathering was on Sunday, did you say, you know what, God? This is the NFL. This is the NBA. This is the World Cup or whatever. And so we just give God up for that. So you think about it. We got to really ask ourselves the question, because all this is going on, and we're going to be talking about today with John Paul Jackson, you know, reviewing these 33 words, is have we left God? Has the church taken on other gods? And he said, there shall be no other gods before him.
That's right.
And it's not, and religion would tell you, you know, religious spirit would tell you, you know, it's over. You know, it's like, you know, I don't say all the things they per se, but you would just feel condemned.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have like a vulture of depression flying over you and be chunking, you know, condemnation on you versus going like, yeah, but God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. Just make a decision to turn today. And that's the God that we serve. So this is all about redeeming the earth, redeeming America, redeeming the church in America, redeeming, surfacing the church. And so what's going to be talked about at the end of these 33 words is like, what is this whole shaking going to do? And it's about a shaking. What is this shaking going to do? And it's going to cause more persecution to come on the church only because you can find her. The thing about it is like, you know, I would actually persecute the church. Lucifer's probably going, I'd persecute the church if I could find her.
Yeah.
I find her. You know, I showed up at their house. There was no Bibles. There was no fruit, you know. And so then I went to the workplace. I'm like, I'm sure God's here in the workplace, right? Mm-hmm. And this is just a, you know, parable. And then so he shows up at the workplace. He's like, no, they worship money. Their boss tells them whatever to do. They bow down. Even if it means bow down to a graven image, they do that. So, no Christians here, you know. Mm-hmm. And so then they go into the community and they say, well, I'm sure if there's a Christian here, they'll walk out in their neighborhood. They'll be praying for their neighborhood, helping their neighbor, loving their neighbor and all that kind of stuff. Like, man, I'm walking around the neighborhoods and there's nobody walking. They don't even know their neighbors. They just kind of pull up in these cars that God gave them, but they don't even acknowledge God gave them. That couldn't be a Christian. Then they open the electronic doors, which God gave them. They don't even acknowledge God gave it to them. Then they pull into a house that God gave them, but they don't even acknowledge God gave them. They close the door behind them, and they just go off and never, never land. And their media choices and all these different. I can't find the church. So what's going to happen is we're going to be brought to a day of reckoning. I think some of the words that have been given is, you know, out of Texas, out of Tampa, and just at large is, you know, we got to check, who are we allegiant? Who has our allegiance? Notice that it's weird, but it's true that America thinks it's negative. Many people think it's negative to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. When you become a citizen, you have to make a pledge. When you're a soldier, you have to make a pledge. When you are a congressman or, you know, a political representative, you have to make a pledge and swear an oath, by the way. It doesn't matter if you keep it or not, I guess, but right. Swear an oath. But now they're saying that's a bad thing. But you know why? I really believe it's because we have to first, God will let us make an allegiance to a nation, his church has to make an allegiance to him. Because first came the kingdom, then came America, as we know it. Not the land, but the United States of America. America, how we got here and how we stay here. You've got to catch that. Go to VFNTV.com. There's a series on that, on the VFN torch, because you'll see that's how we got here. And before we go into this, I don't know if we're going to have time. We'll have time. That... First Amendment, we have to understand the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The best thing we could do right now, the best thing that we could do is sing the Constitution, put cartoons up about the Constitution, you know, ride on sidewalks with chalk about the Constitution, have television shows about the Constitution, do artwork and media things about the Constitution, and just permeate. If you want something to fund this new Congress, fund educating America on the Constitution. We don't know it. No. Nobody, and they don't know that you're there because of the Constitution. They don't understand when people say, I got rights. They don't realize that comes because of the Constitution. And they don't know in the preamble that says all of our rights come from God. But if you get this Constitution in everyone's hand for the next 2 years, that's all you do is just educate America, all 50 states, all 3,600 counties, whatever we are, I don't know how many we are. And just begin to just educate, because we got to first find out the original documentation and intent of this nation, that our rights come from God. And then maybe, you know, we'll realize God came first. The nation came second. And so if we turn to God, maybe God will give us the nation. We get back, we're going to go right into 33 prophetic words given by John Paul Jackson.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today.
The National Day of Prayer is a special opportunity to lift our nation's leaders before God. This is Focus on the Family Minute, and here's a recorded prayer from one of our listeners, Mark.
Well, God, we just praise you, bless you, thank you, need you, want you, worship you, and adore you. We just extol you, magnify you, glorify you. We trust you, Lord. Bow down before you. God, we just cry out for those in authority, those that have responsible political offices. We pray you would stir our hearts unto righteousness, because we are on a slippery slope, Lord. I just pray you'd stir the hearts of men and women in the political office. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You'll hear more prayers on this special National Day of Prayer today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our viewers. Don't forget, we're on the Gulf Coast every single day from Destin, the beautiful sandy beaches of Destin, Florida, all the way to the beautiful historical parts of Mississippi. And over 1.4 million footprint out there. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So we want to be able to be there with you each day, bringing some light to this interesting times. And we're getting some great feedback from you, and we so love to hear from you. Remember our Facebook, and you can communicate to us. We'd love to receive messages from you and letters, actually positive messages.
Yes.
Anything negative, just send it to Pat. He's good. He can handle that kind of stuff.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going to go right into, this is 33 prophetic words. The video is not that quality, but we got a great picture, I believe. It's going to be up for John Paul Jackson. You can find out more about this on the VFN Torch, and we'll have a link. It's called The Perfect Storm. And realize these words have come to pass, are coming to pass, and will come to pass. And when it gets to the end of it, and this is not to be able to instill fear in our hearts, this is for us to realize God wants our attention. And if he has your attention and my attention, it doesn't mean he has everyone's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if the majority of the, if 81% of the people who profess to be believers in America are not even picking, they have the Bible, but they're not even picking it up. It's not the fact they're not reading it. They're not even picking it up.
Wow.
You know, the God-breathed revelation of Jesus Christ, they're not even picking it up, the Bible. And of the 19% that are, only 3% are taking it seriously, if you would, according to George Barna. So if we, it's like, we could be selfish and go, you know, I'm right, God. Why don't you just save America and let them stay in darkness? It's like, no, if we want everybody to be saved, if we want this great harvest to come in, we have to be willing to go through something. And by the way, whether we're willing or not, we're going to go through it. But you got to hear this. And we may stop it in between and talk about it. May not, but it's going to be 33. It's going to be one. It's an edit, one after the other. Granted, the visual's not that good, but you can hear the audio of it, and you'll see a great picture of John Paul Jackson as it's going. Listen in.
So, what kind of things do you see happening over the next, say, 2012?
Riots are coming. Riots in the streets are coming. And if we're not careful, shortly after the next election, the anger will mount so much that we'll end up having martial law declared. And there are six cities in the United States that, and there may be more than six, but I have seen six cities in the United States where martial law was declared.
And where did you
loss
see
of life, loss of life was taking place. So you see Detroit, you see Los Angeles, you see New York, you see Atlanta, you see here in Dallas. Surprisingly, and then there's one other mystery city that I saw, but I don't know the name of the city. And that our freedoms are going to grow smaller and smaller as these type of things start to increase. The financial issues are going to be going to get much worse. The euro is going to end up collapsing, and the dollar will not be far behind it. It'll be a matter of weeks before the dollar ends up following suit with that.
So people need to get out of debt.
People need to get out of debt. They need to get things paid off. They need to get. But the key is, you would need to get in right relationship with God. If you're close to God, you'll hear what He has to say.
So the Lord began to tell me and about things in 2007. Began to show me things that were going to be happening, and the things like Egypt. He said, "Watch what's going to be happening in the Middle East, and here's a sign for you, Egypt." President Mubarak is going to be removed from office, and Egypt will turn into a terrorist state. When that begins to happen, know that the rest of the Arab nations that do not espouse religious extremism, Islamic religious extremism, understand that they will be deposed under a false guise, and a harsher regime will take each of their places, including Saudi Arabia. And it will begin, watch Egypt. He said, begin to watch the European community. He said, because I'm going to trouble the waters in Europe, and the euro is going to start to fall, and it will weaken, and it will crumble. And he said, and then shortly after that, your dollar will follow. And I'm going, oh my goodness, Lord. He said, my people are going to cry out to me. I said, when? And he says, it will keep getting darker until they do. It will keep getting darker until they do. In March, I was on Daystar TV, and the Lord had me prophesy about a coming assassination attempt upon a congressman. Little did I know that in August of that year, that would happen with Gabby Gifford. There will come times when the stadiums are full because nobody can afford to pay the prices to go to a New York Giants game or a Jets game or a Patriots game or a Cowboys game or a Rams game. Nobody can afford to pay the price. Even this year, tensions in Israel and Iran are going to escalate. The day is going to come when Israel will hit Iran. They already have hit. There were mystery explosions that happened. And the Lord told me about this. He said, Israel will one day send in rockets into Iran. He said, but before that day happens, there will be other explosions that will be called mystery explosions. And those have happened. But one day it is going to happen. And when that takes place and those missiles hit Iran, there's going to be a huge growth of anti-Semitism. And everybody's going to blame Israel on the price of gasoline. You're going to see incredible backlash that happens. And you're going to see a OPEC countries forming an alliance that says, we'll not sell to anybody who supports Israel. So America, if you want gasoline, you better stop your support of Israel. Israel will become a difficult thing, and Jerusalem will become a couple trembling. It is going to happen. And it's going to happen not years from now, sooner than that. And everything is going to begin to change. We're going to see the dollar collapse. We're going to see a new American currency. We're going to see a new global currency. We're going to see a new one world currency. We're going to see a new one world order. We're going to see a whole different economic structure set up between Mexico, Canada, and the United States. We're going to see a whole new structure set up with the European Economic Community. We're going to see a whole new thing that's going to be going. The United Nations is going to get stronger. The EU is going to get stronger. We're going to see Turkey rise seemingly out of the ashes and become an incredible force in the Middle East with darkness in the core of it. Right now, Turkey seems to be rather demure, but Turkey will not remain demure for long. And you're going to start seeing Russia take on a whole new nationalism, and Russia is going to create a crisis in order to spawn nationalism because it realizes it's losing its youth. And so Putin coming back in is part of the whole thing that the Lord talked to me about, where Putin and Medvedev would begin to clash. Putin would end up taking over, but there's a third guy behind the scene that is even more ruthless than that. And he will end up showing up on the scene. He's not on the scene yet, but he will be on the scene. And Putin is setting the stage for his coming. He is not the Antichrist, because the Antichrist comes from somewhere else. But it is part of the whole end time scenario. And Russia is going to end up blackmailing many of the small satellite nations that used to be part of the Soviet bloc and demanding that they come into a whole new alliance and a whole new agreement. And Poland will be blackmailed. I hope they do not succumb. I've got to give a message to them in the spring when I go there. Czechoslovakia, the Slavic countries, Hungary, Romania, Ukraine, all Kazakhstan, all these are going to be blackmailed by Russia. Says, if you want our oil and you want our gas, you will come back in. Because if you don't, we will close the pipeline tomorrow. And the waiting for the price of gas to get up high enough so they can close the pipeline to those countries and still be able to function economically in their own state. But they have to wait till the price of gasoline gets up high before they can cut the pipeline off. This is what the Lord showed me. I mean, I was going into these details with me, and I'm going, Lord, I don't think I can retain all of this. He says, yes, you can. Here he told me about, they said, the earthquakes are going to be coming. Earthquakes are going to change the tilt of the earth. And so we had the Chile earthquake, and the earth tilted, the tilt changed. We have the New Zealand earthquakes, and the earth tilt changed. We have the Japan earthquake, and the tilt of the earth changed. And he says, when you start to see this happening, when the tilt of the earth changes, jet streams are going to change, weather patterns are going to change dramatically, and countries are going to experience climatological changes that they've never experienced before, and it will cause the loss of crops. Whether it be fruit crop or wheat crop, grain crops, vegetable crops, you're going to see the loss of crops because jet streams are going to change because the tilt of the earth changed. Just 1 degree change, a half a degree change, can mean hundreds of miles in the change of a jet stream. And it says that when this begins to happen, cracks are going to begin to form in the shields of the earth. And when that happens, the sun is going to begin to rise up again. It's going to awaken, and he didn't say CME, as I just discovered what coronal mass ejections, what that type of stuff is. But he just said eruptions from the sun are going to come, and the energy from the sun is going to seep through the cracks, and the day will come when it will wipe out many of your satellites. When that happens, no cell phones, no ATMs, no bank transfers, no TV. When that happens, and the day will come. In fact, there will be airplanes in the sky that can't land. And they have to figure out how they're going to land because they have no satellite guidance system. It's all going to be visual. This type of thing is, we are going to face this type of thing if we do not cry out to God. The moment we cry out to God, He will stop the process if it's a sustained cry. But the problem is, if we don't cry out, this is what is coming our way. It is headed our way. There's so much that is about to take place in this nation. There's so many things. There's other assassination attempts that are going to be coming. I'm not a part of any of that. I just know what God has shown me. There's anger that is going to be erupting. Violence is going to be in the streets. Rich houses are going to be neighborhoods are going to be invaded. What the Robin Hood mentality of what's yours is mine is going to spread. And all you're going to be seeing in multi-million dollar neighborhoods is chimneys left standing and burnt chars of the houses. Violence is going to become so prevalent, police forces will not be able to take care of it. And even the military forces will only be able to take care of it in the urban areas and not the rural areas. And even all urban areas won't be able to be taken care of. It will be so widespread. Our military will be coming home, the Lord said. Finance is going to force you to shrink the size of the military. It will end up causing cracks to form in the military and end up allowing your country to be invaded if you do not turn your heart to me. And so I'm starting to read about the shrinking of the military. I'm starting to read about the numbers of, they're cutting X number of tens of thousands of military positions. I'm starting reading about what they're doing. I'm going, oh my goodness, it's happening. Has there been military excess? Probably. I don't doubt that. But I also know this is what the Lord said. This is what's going to be happening. Your army is going to start shrinking. Your protection is going to start shrinking because you're going to think the pride of your heart is going to say we don't need it.
This is so important as, you know, we're about to go to break and we don't want you to miss any of this, but you're hearing words that have happened, is happening, that's going to happen. And you're hearing John Paul Jackson. And I know that the video is not its greatest quality, but we wanted to get it to you now because, as we said in an earlier program, the prophecy that was spoken over the lame duck term of President Barack Obama, which basically has begun, but really probably January 20th, maybe the official time of that. But based on the reports there that I think they're just going to kick in right away and begin to do these different things. And remember, it has nothing to do with Washington, D.C. It's the church. It's us, God's people, those who are following the Lord. It's he said, you know, my people, God's saying to John Paul Jackson, will cry out to me. My people will cry out to me, and it'll keep on getting darker and darker until they do. So the answer is not get a big sign and march up and down the street and say you're overtaxing me. Hmm. The answer is not go out and create some political party. You know, you need to be involved in life, you know, in function. But if the root of everything in our life should be as Christians, that are we right with God? Mm-hmm. Not are we sinless. I mean, everybody sins and falls short of the glory, but have we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life and said, God, I want to deal with this thing in my life. Lord, help me. Humility. And the military, as you know, as you just said, and we're just crawling out related articles as we're listening to this, and we're going to make it available to you on VFN Torch, but there's one, we said one after the other, these things are happening, have happened, and going to happen. And we prophesied them, but we also have documented them taking place as well. And the military is being downsized. I mean, we're decommissioning aircraft carriers. We pulled down our NASA space program. Mm. We pulled it down immediately. Mm. I mean, the air, just giving up the air at that point. And all these different things. But and a lot of people look at it who don't have eyes to see, and they're saying, like, you know, that mean old man or that mean old political party. It's like, no, God's in control. God directs the king's or leader's heart like a water course. In other words, if you have water going this way, he can push the water, make the water go that way. He can just direct the water. Just like, I mean, he can direct a man's life like he wants to, a leader's life. And it's happening right now because of us not crying out to him. And it's not just like, ow, this hurts. It's like, dear God, I was wrong. God, I want you, all you. I'll let go of all my gods, all my idols. Everything I have is yours. I can't believe, God, that I ever even debated about what ratio or percentage I should give you. You have 100% of me. Mm. You have 100% of everything that you've entrusted to me, including my wealth, including my things, including my stuff. That was the original request of Jesus, by the way. It wasn't this one of this religion thing that's going on right now. And look what it's led to. So, but be encouraged. Know that, you know, brace yourself. Be prepared. If you have not yet gone and become a partner with VFN TV, all of our partners have access to all these different prophetic words, teachings, green room specials, but also to prudent preparation. How to be prepared? What do you need to do to be prepared? Go to vfntv.com to be able to know how to do that. And we'll be more prophetic words from John Paul Jackson, the 33 altogether, when we get back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio.
You know, yeah. I'm not saying it because I'm part of it. Is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio, or an I something, or and something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink, and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment, And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices, and podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what? Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going right in. This is John Paul Jackson giving 33 prophetic words. Some has happened, some is happening, and some is going to happen. And one of the things that was said right prior to the break is, you know, God was telling John Paul Jackson, my people will cry out. And it's going to continue to get darker and darker until that happens. And there's 33 words. And so each of these things, understand, they could stop any moment. But if you're seeing there's some really hard-hearted, stiff neck, I'm going to go do it my way type stuff going on. And it's just, you know, God can soften that up. He's got a way to make us soft. And he's working out his plan of redemption. His church, wherever she is, she's going to arise. And her best days are ahead, as earlier spoken about by Bob Jones in our previous program, right before this program. And you know, we're going to go through this thing, but the best days, as a matter of fact, the best 10 years, decade is sitting ahead of the church. But we've got to go through this thing first. Let's pick up. This is 33 prophetic words. This is the 15th word, rapidly going through them. Yes, we know the video is not the highest quality, but a great picture of John Paul right there that's going to be made available on VFNTV.com.
We're going to see, there are going to be tornadoes that end up coming because of the changes in the jet streams and the climatological changes. They're going to have to invent a higher category of tornado. I think the highest it goes to right now is F5. I think it's going to have to go to an F6. Whatever the next category is that they don't have, that's what they're going to have, because they have never measured wind speeds of tornadoes this high before. That's coming. Hurricanes that are over 500 miles wide are going to hit this nation. Volcanoes are going to erupt again in the northwestern part of the United States. Cities will be dramatically impacted. There will be things that happen that are just unheard of. The shape of the United States will change if we do not cry out to God. See, here's why. You say, why does all this happen? It boils down to the Garden of Eden, and that is this. Whenever man fell away from God, he began to decay. Everything he touched began to decay. And the Lord said it kind of like this, and the earth will no longer yield itself to you. Drought is going to continue to escalate in the lower half of the United States. So much so that just as it says in Revelation chapter 6, a loaf of bread, there may be bread, but what it's going to cost you will be enormous. So much so that they will have to put guards on trucks to keep trucks from being robbed for their food. Earthquakes will not only strike coastal areas, but even the Midwest of the United States. There will be places where hail falls, and it will be over a foot thick of hail. It will be softball sizes of hail with 24 inches of rain in 24 hours. There will be tornadoes with such force that automobiles will become airborne missiles. The Lord told me that there would be a pandemic that came, but the first one would prove to be little but fear, but the second one that comes would be serious. So there's a pandemic that is going to be coming. There will be changes in our gravity as there's a shift happening. It will happen in the magma of the earth. Changes will happen in the gravity fields. Look for notices, notifications of changes in the gravity fields. And also look for, with that will come heating of the ocean's floor and the ocean's changing temperatures. And that will end up killing a lot of fish and everything else in the ocean. China's escalation is not by accident. It is planned, and it is strategic, and it has a design to be the lead power in the world. There's a commercial paper bubble that's about to burst in the commercial markets, commercial real estate markets. There will be, he told me in 2007, there's going to be a move for people to start growing their own foods. And what has that happened? And by the way, if you're going to buy food, do not buy anything that has been genetically modified. It won't reproduce itself. And there's coming a blight in genetically modified crops that they think they're blight-proof. They're not blight-proof. When this thing hits, it will spread like wildfire. So you'll see nearly entire crops of like wheat or corn. Some grain product will be one of the things that will be seen, but also in tomatoes. He said, you need to pray for President Obama's protection. There's a plan to take his life. He said, whether you agree or disagree with him is not the question, son. It is pray for his protection. I've commanded you to pray for his protection. The Bible, my word, commands you to pray for his protection. That all will be well with you. So the worst thing that could happen is for him to be taken out. I'm not talking about reelected or not reelected. I'm talking about taken out. The worst thing that could happen would be for him to be taken out. He showed me, I don't know what city, but I know it's a coastal city. And I know, and the result was from a dirty bomb. And a dirty bomb blew up in a coastal city, and it was uninhabitable for over 30 years. It was that level of radiation that was released. Well, he told me, he said, if you have the opportunity to buy rural land, take it, because it's going to become very valuable as people flee the cities. He said this country's going to cut most of its foreign aid programs, and as a result, international dictators will multiply. He said there's a growing anarchy that's going to come from the gay and lesbian community, and there will be reports of mobs maiming and torturing heterosexual men. And he said there will, he said there will come a time, he said, also watch for men, homosexual men, being able to carry a baby through organ transplant. So transplanting of a uterus and the ability for a man, because of technology, the ability for a man to carry a baby. He said many large churches are going to end up filing bankruptcy because they can't make the building payments. And that the church, he said, the church has taken on the concept that numbers means anointing. And so they compromise my word so not to offend in order to keep the finances. First, the church must learn how to contend for the faith again. We're weak and we fall away so easily when crisis hits. We've not been tested and we have lost our resolve. And we understand little of the adversary's plans. We do not know how to, he said, the church has lost the ability to debate their faith without becoming angry. And thus we have so few strong, clear, godly voices in political arenas. We've lost our witness, the witness that can fix others and strongly testifies that God is still God and will still do what he has always done. As a witness, we are to prove God exists. We have to return to the knowledge, not to more than the knowledge of God, we have to return to a craving to know God. I mentioned that last night, that it's not just knowing about God, we have to return to a craving to know God. Him. That's intimacy with him. The concept Abraham knew Sarah and she conceived. That idea of close knowing of one another. Third, the church must return to the love of God's word and the belief that it is infallible and inerrant in its original form. This would include the conviction, understanding, and knowledge that God is absolute. And there's only one way to know him, and that's through Jesus. We need a new revelation of God's omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, eternality, and immutability. That's why I talked about it last night. Because until we understand that, we will lose heart in the midst of a battle. But if we know our God is nothing can defeat him, nothing is smarter than him, nothing knows more than him, no, until we know those things, our faith will weaken and we will tremble when signs in the heaven come. I believe if you read Jeremiah 30, you'll find we're in a time like that. Don't have time to go over it, but it's Jacob's troubles. We are there. But here's what Psalm says for us. Psalms 24 regarding Jacob's troubles. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek God's face. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. See, it is in Jacob's trouble that the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. If we turn to seek the Lord, there's going to be a much clearer definition of Christian, which means much more persecution. It will not include the term lukewarm. Those who in this, those who seek in time, but who will ascend to the hill of the Lord in Jacob's trouble? Those who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who are not vain or puffed up in their thinking. You will live in the thick, holy presence of God. That means you will hear Him and be guided by Him. The gates of heaven will open to you. And those spiritual questions that have been difficult to understand will now become easy to understand. The everlasting or ancient doors will open, meaning the ancient spiritual truths that have been hidden for a long time will be revealed. They're in the Bible, but because we're blind, we can't see what they mean. It's not like it's a new scripture. It's all right here, but we are blind. We have eyes that see, but see not, and have ears to hear, but hear not. The might and strength and power of the Lord of hosts will come into your circumstances, into your situations, and He will fight, and they will fight on your behalf.
Now, we're about to go to a break, and we're going to come back and talk a few moments about this, but we wanted you to hear each of these 33 right close together so you could have them. We're going to have a related link for each of these as we've talked about them. We've documented them. We've talked prophetically about them. And when they did happen, we documented the ones that did happen so far. But understand that this is the time of Jacob's trouble. But this is the time that God begins to show Himself mighty. Francis Chan says, you know, lukewarm believer is an oxymoron. They don't go together.
Right.
And so many have preached that. It's like, oh, okay. No, it's time for us. If you get serious with God, God will get serious with you. If you don't get serious with God, God will get serious with you. We'll get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our 2 locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torch lately, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there. Man, we have so much to talk about today. I wanted to be able to talk about gratitude. That's so important. But first I want to talk about Duck Dynasty. Why? Because it seems that our viewers and listeners, anything to do with Duck Dynasty.
Oh, my goodness.
So did I tell you about Duck Dynasty? There was 2 guys in camis that walked into a donut store. I had a chance to flip, you know, after looking at our ratings and seeing that you love Duck Dynasty. We are going to have some camis done for John, so he can show up.
Yeah, and my beard.
Your what? Your beard?
Yes, my beard.
It's called beard.
Oh, duh. Beard. Duh.
Beard. Duh. That's what I said.
No, that's not what you said.
That's funny. That's funny. Anyway, so
the South, it's beard.
Beard.
Yeah.
I have to remember the beard.
And so, and we got the cami. We're going to get the camis, I guess, done up for him and all that. But,
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, yes, yes. It's just, we were going to do it, but it's so much lower budget for the cost of amount of material that we have to use. You know, only a yard, right? Only a yard of material.
Just a yard, just a yard.
With me, it's like 7 yards, 8 yards, something like that of material. I forgot how many yards it takes to fix stuff. You know, obviously I don't know nothing with that. So, but yeah, Duck Dynasty. So if you get a chance, we're talking about Duck Dynasty.
Okay.
So it fits in there.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So, wow. Turn the mic on. Oh, we're on. Hey. Turn my mic on.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't even listening, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my shit. That's
You're not listening. This is an awesome program. You got
to
check it out.
I know. I ought to check it. 33 prophetic words.
Yes.
33 prophetic words that has happened, is happening, is going to happen. And you've got to go. And we're obviously not going to be able to get them all, but hopefully, you know, Steve got every one of them. If not, just write Steve and let him know about all these articles and these spots that have been done on this over this time, because God's been speaking and revealing and showing and. And it's not over because there was an election. There is a strategy going on that's being allowed to happen. It's a storm being fashioned, being allowed to be happening. That God has put watchmen on the wall to say, hey, there's a storm coming. There's a sword coming. But if we repent, then he'll stop. Yeah. He'll relent. He'll stop the storm. But I thought some of the things that was said, we did talk about the military already, but, you know, we got to learn how to contend for the faith again. I mean, how many people just kind of back down the first time somebody offers another opinion? And understand this. If we're not reading the Word of God or picking up our Bible, you can't. Please don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't. You know, I was passing by a marquee and it said, you know, or, you know, we lost our resolve. You know, and resolve is just this tenacity, just, you know, I might mess it up and I might need a lot of mercy and grace here, but I'm going to be back tomorrow. I'm not giving up. You know, I'm not going to give up. And understand, we have to understand that, understand, we don't understand, you know, this is God speaking to John Paul Jackson. He's saying that we don't understand the plans of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been folding some things out. One of the biggest plans of all that's been happening since the throne room of God with Satan and Lucifer is something that's broken down in a simple little book called Rules for Radicals. We did a series on it so you can understand children of the night versus children of the day, organizers of the night versus organizers of the day. I mean, God spoke through this thing.
Get that series.
You've got to get it. Listen, series. It's totally there for you for free. You can listen to it. Go to VFNTV.com, go to the Torch, look for series, and you'll see that there. Also, learn how to debate our faith without being angry. It's like so many people are taking everything personally, and it's like it's God they're fighting against.
Right.
And you can't help people sometimes because when you start helping them, they start to get offended. It's like, no, I'm not. Calling you what you're being attacked with. I'm just saying that, you know, you just can't rob from the bank anymore. You know, I'm like, God's going to forget, you know, that kind of dealing from the sin and the sinner. And God loves you, but we got to be able to trust God to get rid of the sin in our life. And then we got to be able to, we lost our witness and our witness that God still is God. He's still God. You first have to believe that God exists and he created everything. The universe and everything that ever was and is, including you. I mean, that is a basis of, we shouldn't just default to some sort of political correctness. We are God's child. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a loyalty. That's why he gives us power to be witnesses. And he talked about also, he said the Lord revealed to him that as a witness, that we're called to prove that God exists. In other words, you can't just say you have a relationship with God. Right. You actually have to have a relationship with God.
Evidence.
And if you do, that means evidence. It means God's with you. They're going to take notice when you talk. They're going to say, this woman, this man's been with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They abide with Jesus. These signs will follow those that believe. You'll speak to somebody. God will give you a dream, word of knowledge, whatever it is. But the power, the presence of the kingdom will show up, and they'll know whether they go with God or not. They'll know they've been with a man or a woman that's been with God. That's our job, is to be witnesses. Cravings have to return again. We're just craving. It's got to be with God. And probably everybody in the studio and a lot of the ministers that we know of, you know, that abide with God. I mean, if God just said, you know what, You don't have to do anything else. All I want you to do is just abide with me. I want you just to get your a journal, get the Bible, get you a pen, and you and I are going to have the next 20 decades together, right? Mm-hmm. All of us would probably go,
okay.
Are you sure? Sure? This is so awesome to be able to be after God. Anguish. We did a segment from David Wilkerson on anguish. You got to go get all these segments. But no, read. This is the day of Jacob's trouble. Understand Israel is surrounded. Jacob's name is Israel. These things are happening. Psalms 24. We're not going to have a chance to read it for you. But understand, he says, the Lord is mighty. He is mighty. It's the Lord. Lift up your heads, ye gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory, so that the King of glory may come in. Who is he? The King of glory, the Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. It's time for us to rise up and begin to say, you know what? Here we are, God. We are yours. We are crying out for you. It's not wrong to humble ourselves and just cry out to God. Begin to cry out and say, God, here I am. Speak to me. Get in his word. Get rightly related to people who want to walk with God. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
This technology is so cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. I meant that our listeners now can go to the, what's it called, the Google Play Store for Android phones. So they can go to iTunes Store for the Apple phones and iPads, and they can download the VFN TV app, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can take VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, including the highlights and all the wonderful things that are available to our listener and viewing audience right there on their phone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it with you and you can listen to programs that you, even our archives. For example, say if you miss a particular program and you wanted to catch it, or you did a search and you found out, you know, this is some things I want to listen to, because we're always talking about, you know, God's news behind the news, wisdom for the day,
right?
You know, and the perspective of things going on. And that you can do that, you can carry it with you with your application, with your iPod, iPhone, Android. Just go to your application store for your mobile device and look for VFN TV. That's V Victor, VFN TV. And then when it comes up, just download it and begin to listen, and you have everything available to you. It's just so cool. You can even listen to the live program right there. Now, I don't know if you know this, if you're listening now, because obviously you know it, Pat.
Right.
That, you know, once the live program is finished on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, immediately, within maybe 30 minutes or so, it begins to loop. So it'll play every 2 hours, it'll play throughout the day for 24 hours to meet every time zone or your schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, you might not be able to listen to it at that time frame, but it's available for you. So you can go to your app store, download the app. It's VFN TV, whether it's your iTunes store or whether it's your Android store, and begin to listen today.